What is up, beautiful people? We are talking Green Bay Packers football. I am joined today by Dakota, and soon Rev Trev will be in the building. Well, not in the building. He'll be on the stream with us. And but until then, all right. But let's get this thing rocking and rolling. What is up, Mr. Dakota? But before we talk to Dakota, want to give a shout out to Quick Trip sponsoring the show. I'm wearing the old Glazer hat, you know. Be sure to check out quicktripmerch.com. Quick Trip's got that fire merch, you know, you need in your life. And they got the Packers points. Every dollar you spend at Quick Trip is a Packers point. And you can use those Packer points to win all types of cool prizes and, you know, getting their sweepstakes, giving away trucks, giving away tailgates to Charlie Barron's. A tailgate with Matt Ramage is not included because, you know, I'm way too big for that. No, I'm just kidding.
Those are free. You just got to show up.
Those are free. I just wander on to your tailgate, whether you like it or not. I just show up. But Quick Trip's got some cool stuff. Make sure that you're checking out the Quick Rewards app. But Dakota, how are you doing on this Tuesday night?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. It's a Victory Tuesday, we'll call it. I mean, we didn't meet on Victory Monday, so we'll still celebrate it today.
Yeah, we just keep it rocking, you know, Victory Monday, Victory Tuesday. You know, when your team doesn't win a lot of games, you just celebrate every day throughout the week. You know what I mean? But I am rocking with my Tommy Crabtree jersey. I don't know if you guys can see this. I just got this in the mail today. Dude, I'm rocking. Here's what I decided. For now on, like for games, I'm getting I wore a HaHa Clinton Dix jersey last week. Tom Crabtree, you know, Preston Smith, like all the guys that I kind of know a little bit who have been cool to me. That's who I'm representing from now on at games. You know, I got a Rashawn Gary jersey. I met him. He's super cool. So like people that I actually kind of know a little bit, but Tom Crabtree, I'll say this. When I first started doing my podcast, nobody would come on. Like, you know, I would ask people, you know, nobody really wanted to talk to me. Like this guy, he does the goofy eye videos. You know, I was just like screwing around on the internet, but Tom Crabtree was one of the first people, especially a player, who came on. And like, he didn't realize, but like, he'd come on like every 2-3 weeks, but he was like my only guest. Like, I was just like, I didn't know what I was doing. Cause I it was hard for me to talk to myself at that time. So, Crabtree, like he's awesome. I got to meet him like after a Dane Cook concert. I was all hammered one time. He's like, "Hey, come on down. I have an extra meet and greet ticket." So I met Dane Cook while meeting Tom Crabtree. It was a cool thing. But Crabtree's always been cool to me. So I'm gonna be rocking that 83 jersey some point in this season. I think every game here on out is gonna be cold though. That's all I think about when I think about going to games. The next ones, because we've been spoiled. But let's welcome in Mr. Rev Trev. What is up? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys. Sorry I'm late. I just wolfed down a steak dinner. So,
yeah.
Bacon, steak.
I had steak, but it was leftovers, so it doesn't sound as...
I'm not sure.
I think I had you guys over for dinner.
I think I ate at Quick Trip on the way home from work. That's about all I ate. But big shout out to everyone in the chat. We're going to talk about some Green Bay Packers football. All right, we're going to, you know, there's, you know, we had a nice little win. We're feeling good. Dude, I was at the game. It was very fun. I had a good time. I was with my son. I made a few videos while I was there. I loved where I was because there was, like, the beer was right there. The bathrooms were right over here. I made a video about it because I was so excited about it. I feel like that's the best spot unless you're, like, you know, in the end zone, you know, Lambeau Leap area. I feel like that's the best spot up there. It's a whole party, a spot to put your beer. You get food, a little tray to put your food on. You don't have to carry everything. It's a beautiful spot. I had a good time. Packers won. You know, at the end, it was a little, you know, that dude, those are the games you love to go to. Like I was excited, but what did you guys think about the game?
Go ahead.
I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I was surprised in a lot of ways of how well we did because we didn't really know what to expect coming into this game. The way we fought, the way we came back, there was a lot of great things to talk about and feel good about as a fan. I mean, there's still some realistic things that we have to, you know, come to terms with and unsure what the future looks like. But man, it was fun to be a Green Bay Packer on Sunday. You know what I mean? It was just one of those things watching. And I had predicted this week that Jordan Love was going to crack 300. I got a lot of flack for that, especially on the one podcast for it. And I just said, you guys, I'm telling you right now, that defense isn't very good. And he's going to throw 300 yards, and he went 322, two touchdowns and no interceptions. I mean, like, what else could you ask for? It was a beautiful, beautiful day, right?
It was. It was great to watch.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a great game as well. I like that we got to see a lot of guys get going and get touches on offense. Seeing some different things. So I thought it was exciting. The defense definitely impressed. Our D-line stepped up. Kenny Clark had a good game. So I thought it was a good game overall. Obviously, you know, we got a little bit lucky. They had like four drops, and a couple of them could have been touchdowns, but.
Yeah, we'll could have been. Yeah, I would say, like, dude, I'll take anything. I don't care. Like, let them make mistakes, because the Packers have made a lot of mistakes that have lost them games. That's just kind of how football is. Teams make mistakes. I'm enjoying every minute of every win. I'm 3-0 when I go to Lambeau Field and watch the Packers play, and I feel like it's all me. You know?
Yeah, that's why I commented on your thing. Get this man season tickets. That was me that commented on there. And I'm like, we need to raise money to get Matt season tickets somehow. That's what we need to do.
Especially, you get him season tickets and he'll come to your tailgate.
Dude, I go to any tailgate. Like, I don't care. Like, dude, the tailgating scene is so fun to me. It's just as fun as the game. It's so awesome. Like, going down and like, I have been kind of going to like the same tailgates every game. I'm gonna try to spread it out a little bit and like hit up new ones. But like the tailgating scene down at Lambeau is just so fun. Like, you just see different stuff. Like I was at the game. This wasn't a tailgate, but I just kind of looked over and there was like a guy dressed like a chicken. And he was like in like one of like the, you know, the suites or whatever, because I was like right next to it and not in a suite at all. I was like, but like, it's funny how they put the poor people right next to the rich people. Like, they're inside, we're outside. But there's just a guy dressed like a chicken. I was like, I didn't think of that. You know, I wish I'd have thought of that. I might dress. I can't do chicken because I don't want to copy. Like, I'd have
you don't
donkey.
Have to do anything. You are Matt. You are Matt Ramage. This is a guy that people want to see. That you're getting pictures with people. You don't need gimmicks like this. You're the man, Matt. Just embrace who you are.
No, I think it'd be cool to dress up like an animal. That seems just like, because it's like, why, dude? Like, why are you dressed like a chicken? But I didn't think that. Like, I thought, well, that's cool. Like, I wish I'd have thought of that. And like, he was out there like nothing was happening. He's just watching the game, drinking a beer, or whatever he was doing, and just dressed like a full chicken suit. You know what I mean? I don't even know where you get those. But
I had an autograph when I was a kid from the San Diego Chicken, the mascot, and he was at a minor league game. You know, the San Antonio team, the Missions, got his autograph on my minor league baseball hat. And that was like our best year. We went to, you know, into the All-Stars and we made like a run. And so, I don't know, man. Chicken costumes.
You chicken power, bro. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what we need. More chickens at Lambeau.
We need more chicken costumes at the game.
Matt Ramage at every home game. That's what we need.
And me.
But do we have the data to say that this chicken guy wasn't also at these three games that we won?
Yeah, because I know I was for sure. My son was. I went to two games with my son. We were both at the same game, different spots for the first game. But
Was he wearing the Utah jersey, the love one?
Yeah, dude, that got so much attention. My son
that
was wearing
is
that.
So nice.
Yeah, he was wearing Jordan Love's college jersey, and everyone would stop. Even like a Packer employee came running up to us. He's like, "Hey, young man," and he like thought he was in trouble. You know, he's like, "Oh, what'd I do?" And he's like, "Yo, that jersey, where'd you get that? Because like you can't get them." But I think he bought it online, probably from China or whatever. But because you really can't get them. But a lot of people talked about that jersey.
Yeah, it was nice. I think that, like, Matt, I would love to hear your perspective, like being in the stadium as like the different plays were happening and all that kind of stuff. Because like for us watching the game, it seemed like it was electric. For us, and we weren't even there. But like when Jaden Reed like came around that corner and put on the afterburners, man. Like, what was it like to be in the stadium and watch that play?
Actually, like during the game, I told my son this. I've been to 3 games this year, obviously, and I was like, this is like the most electric that like I heard it. They were doing the wave way too long, which I have no problem with people doing the wave. I know a lot of people are against it. I'm not really a big fan of it, but like, I don't care. Have fun. You paid for your ticket. But when they're on offense, like, shut it down. And like, even like, cause I was saying, I was like, the wave's going around because everyone was just pumped up and they were on defense. Like, all right, it's going right. But then like, it never ended. So then they had Jordan Love on the screen. Like, hey, stop doing the wave, bro. You know, we're on offense or whatever. But, I feel like that whole stadium was just rocking more. I feel like it than it has like all season. Maybe not, because I was feeling good. But the way the offense is going, like especially like with a lot of those plays, which is funny because like when you're at the game, it's kind of different, especially like when you're way up top because you're kind of getting the overview, kind of looking at the big screen, trying to see it all out. But like when you watch the game afterwards, like the vibe is so different. But yeah, like. I felt like it was electric. I felt like Packer fans were rowdy. It was a fun game to watch. Like there were some big plays. There were some fun plays. You know, I've been to a few games this year where like it was at the end they came back and kind of won it. So the, you know, everyone's kind of like it was kind of like lull. You know what I mean? But I feel like the whole game, Packer fans were rocking it.
Yeah, I mean, and then there was some tragedy that happened with Aaron Jones. Big scare. We thought he was going to be gone for the rest of the season. I still think he's going to be out for a fair bit, but it's a lesser injury. That was pretty disheartening because here's a guy who just came back, felt like he hadn't gotten many breaks, and I was, you know, we were all as Packers fans really disappointed to see him going off. He was pretty emotional too. He was crying on the coming off, and you know, these big men and they're crying. They put a lot of their heart, sweat, and tears into this game, and they want to be out there as bad as we want them out there, even more. This is what they were born to do, and they love it. But it was nice to see that it's not as serious as they had first thought. But man, he's a guy that we want on this team. His character, his effort, his teammates love him. He loves his teammates. I mean, he's the kind of guy that we need on this roster. So it is disappointing he got hurt, but boy, I'm thankful that it's not as bad as we thought.
I specifically wore one of my Aaron Jones shirts today in honor of him. Cause I was definitely sad to see Jonesy go down. I'm happy to hear it's just an MCL sprain. I feel like MCL sprains usually are a little bit faster than the ACL sprain, but they don't tell us the severity. So
yeah, you really don't know.
Really guess, you know, so we'll see. He's definitely going to be out this week, I think. But, you know, when they had that video today, when the guys, you know, come in and they ask questions as they're like walking out to the practice field, and Jones was walking, you know, he's had his practice jersey on. He didn't look like he was limping or anything. So I think that's a positive sign for the severity of it. But I still don't expect him this week or really next week either.
Yeah, it's rough, especially for my fantasy team too. But I mean, I hope more like for him. But it's crazy because like I didn't even see it because I think I went to the bathroom, I went to grab a beer or whatever, and like it was like so quick, so like I kind of missed it. And then I don't know why because I assume that it was kind of long. I don't know, maybe I blacked out. Who knows? But like then what's his face? Wilson got hurt, and that's kind of when someone said, "Oh, Aaron Jones is out." I'm like, wait, how did I miss that? I'm like, you know.
Yeah, that sucked too. I was really excited to see Emmanuel Wilson get some touches finally. And then he makes one good run.
Yeah.
And he like farms the guy. And then apparently, I don't know, pops his shoulder out. I'm not sure what happened.
They didn't really. Yeah, that was kind of. Yeah. The injuries for the Packers are rough. But like, people, like, you know, we got Musgrave too. Musgrave, they said after the game, he had to go to the hospital. And like, how badass is he that like he like pretty much just like, all right, don't worry about it. And then after the game, he's like, you know what? I should probably go to the hospital. Like that.
What I heard was a lacerated kidney. So that sounds painful. I'm not even sure how that would feel.
I have no idea, but I know it.
Said an abdomen, and the rumor that I heard first was lacerated spleen. And I think that would have just been like, no way that he played through it. And then what I saw just like an hour ago on Twitter, somebody was saying that it was a lacerated kidney. But that, I mean, playing through that, I've never had a lacerated kidney. I can't tell you, but that doesn't sound comfortable.
No, that sounds awful.
No,
lacerated anything sounds awful.
Yeah, I don't even know what a kidney is, but like, yeah.
That's my kidneys are hurting now. Just talking about
that. Like, that's some badassery. Like, I like tweak a toe at work. I'm shutting her down. You know what I mean? Like, I'm shutting her down. I get
it's like tap it out, tap it out, buddy.
Yeah, like I don't
work a job.
I don't like the pain. Yeah. So the injuries are gonna be tough. But like, speaking of fantasy football, like I just did, I do have Kraft. So like, we're gonna give him a shot. And I obviously it's horrible that Musgrave got hurt. Like, and it's brutal.
Good news about Kraft is he actually looked awesome on that run. Too bad he wasn't out of bounds, because that was impressive, right? He jumped over the guy, and I thought he had scored, and it was like, yeah, when they saw the replay, they're like, dang. But, that's exciting for him too, right? He hasn't had a lot of success catching the ball this season, like making plays, but he's been a lot of a blocking kind of tight end for us. But, man, maybe he'll get some opportunity now this week.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, in going into the draft process, I had my top three tight ends rated as Sam LaPorta, then Tucker Kraft, then Luke Musgrave. So I was really high on Tucker Kraft, and I was really excited that we got both two guys out of my top three. And then, we haven't seen Tucker get much in the way of passing reps, right? It's just been mainly blocking reps. And so, when he took that and showed some agility off, I was like, love it. I'm excited for him.
Yeah, and on our way home, on the radio, they had Kraft on the radio. And I actually like him because, that's what I like to, listen to players, listen to talk. And he actually sounded like it. You know, they're like, hey, are you going out after the game for a couple cold ones? He's like, the only cold one I got is that 10-minute cold bath I took before I did this thing. So like, he's locked in. He was actually kind of funny. I like him. He followed me on Instagram for about 10 minutes, and he's like, nah, I'm good. But I've been excited about him. But, yeah, he hasn't got the reps, because there's a, Musgraves have been. And I do think Musgraves is going to be a superstar tight end. I really do.
Yeah.
I've been saying it all year.
I've been trading for him in every fantasy league. Yeah. He reminds me of Travis Kelce. Even if he's half of Travis Kelce, I'm happy.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Looks like Travis Kelce. The way he plays, the way he moves. I'm like, there's something about him that's special in my books.
Yeah, so if he can just find the balance that Kelce has.
Right?
So how do you guys, I know that we're not like scouts or whatever, but like, how do you see both Musgrave and Kraft? Like, are they, because Musgrave seems like a bigger type of dude. I'm not sure, because I don't have their stats up here, but are they different like styles of tight ends, you think?
I think they're a little bit different. Yeah, I think Musgrave is more of a down the field, up the seam type of threat. I think Tucker seems to be, from what I saw in college at South Dakota State, he had a real good knack for finding the soft spots and zones, which Kelce does a lot too, right? Kelsey's great at that. But the guy that I always think of when I think of that is Jason Witten. Now, I don't think that it's fair to hope that anybody can be the type of blocker that Jason Witten was, right? I mean, that guy was immaculate. But what made him so special wasn't so much that he was athletic, is that he had a really good knack for just understanding the defenses. I wouldn't call it a knack, but, he was a very intelligent player. He always found the soft spots. He knew how to work it in there without having extreme athleticism. I see Tucker as a guy that seems to be a very cerebral player like that, but he has more athletic upside than Witten. I don't expect him to be that type of blocker, but I see him as that type of guy, whereas Musgrave is just an elite athlete. I mean, that guy runs like a 4.4, and he's 6.4, 6.5, whatever it is.
I think when him and Jordan Love get some real playing time together, like a year or two, I feel like that they're going to be, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's nice that they got them both, right, Matt? You think about it. So Tucker Kraft is 6'5", 259, but Musgrave is 6'6". So they're basically the same height, and he's 253. They're like They're only 6 pounds difference of each other.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. Yeah,
and it looks like to me when I look at Kraft, he looks like the bigger guy, and it's like we're talking 6 pounds. I guess 6 pounds of muscle is different, right? Like,
well, and you don't know where people carry weight differently, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So. I lose 6 pounds in my morning dump. I'd have probably shouldn't have said that.
Didn't see that one coming, but that was funny.
It's true.
I definitely
have lost a 13 pounder one time. And I don't know what happened. I woke up and I was like,
"Yeah, it depends what you drank the night before." You know what I mean? But so we got a big Thanksgiving game coming up. All right, and it's kind of like the roles reversed from years past. The Lions are looking good. You know, first of all, who's that Lions wide receiver who said I couldn't name one person on that Packers defense? I saw an Instagram post. He said, I couldn't name one player on that Packers defense. And then they showed a clip of him getting picked off. Jair Alexander running right in front of him, picking that thing off. First of all, I always think it's dumb when wide receivers say that. Because, like, oh, so you don't watch film? Like, are you undefeated and you're you play perfect all the time? Yeah, so it's like, I don't know, one player over there. It's like, well, then you don't watch film. You're not that good. I mean, not to say he's not that good because – The Lions are playing well. I'm sure his stats and his numbers are good. But it's like those type of comments I think are stupid. Like, you're not the 07 Patriots where you're just, like, slanging, you know, and they didn't even win it. But I'm just saying, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, screw them. I'm trying to clean it up here. Because, like, I hate the Lions, dude. I'm done with them. I'm sick of hearing about them. Lion fans, I'm proud of you. You know, a lot of Lion fans follow me and all that, and I have no hate for Lion fans. They've always been pretty cool with me. But, like, dude, I would just love the Packers to smack them in the mouth. It's going to be tough because they got a lot of injuries. They got a lot of things going on. And the Lions are a really good football team. So it's already, like, going to be a tough game. With all these injuries, it's going to be really tough. But, like, for Lions players to talk trash, I think, you know, like, take it easy, dude. You know what I mean? Like, go check your trophy room in the last 50 years.
Well, and that is a good point, right? And they're very well aware. It's not like, I find, like, Vikings fans are more, they're more ignorant that they haven't won. Where I
They're oblivious.
Yeah, the Detroit fans are actually very aware that they haven't had success, and they're actually really appreciative of their success that they're having, and that they're not taking it for granted. You know, and I do appreciate that about Lions.
Yeah.
But dude, guys, I was on a podcast, no word of a lie. There was a Vikings fan. He had an NFC North flag, NFC North flag behind him. And I look at him, hey, what is that flag there? And he's like, oh, this is the NFC North. And he went on to tell me that they had most NFC North titles of our division. Like, right. And I think they're beating us by two. And I'm like, guy, we would never do that.
Yeah, that's the difference.
We would never do that. Because I don't care how many NFC North titles I have. You know what I care about? Super Bowls.
That's the difference between Packer fans and Viking fans, right? Right. The same comparison, right? Viking fans celebrate NFC North division titles the way, like, football fans celebrate fantasy football championships while players celebrate, like, real achievements.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing. Cause, like, the Viking fans, they have nothing to celebrate. So they just, like, make stuff up. They hang banners for winning the division. Like that, like, that's what they hope for. They win a playoff game, they call it a freaking miracle. All right. So, like, I really don't respect Viking fans that much. Like, I know some cool ones. I'm not saying like they're all trash, but, like, the ones on the internet. But Lion fans have always been pretty decent for me. Like, I have some coming at me now, and I respect that. Like, you know, you're going to talk trash. You know what I mean? Like, what am I going to do? You know, I would, too. I still do. I'll always talk trash. So, like, Lion fans chirping up and being proud of their team and, like, talking a little gruff, I ain't mad about that. But at least they're, like, not delusional. Like, Viking fans just say stuff. Like, they just say stuff sometimes. Like, you, like, NFC North flag hanging. Like, I would never like to have that. I should get an NFC North flag. I don't even know where you'd buy one. You probably had to have it custom made. And even the person that's making it is like, what's going on?
It's like, these are selling?
Yeah, like, why are we making NFC North flags? But, yeah, Viking fans.
Is it just like the N logo with North underneath it? Or what was it exactly?
It was a huge, it was an N symbol. It was all purple. And it was literally last year's NFC North flag. Like, it was, I have never in my life seen it. And like, I knew the podcast wasn't going to go well when I saw it. I was triggered from the moment I saw that stupid flag.
I think you posted a video, didn't you?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I think I've never seen something about it. It's crazy, dude.
I was like losing my mind. And I was like, Trev, keep calm. And then I just couldn't help it anymore.
Yeah.
He started speaking like all these stats. And I'm like, oh, I just lost it. But okay, so Matt, you don't you just talk about how like Viking fans do that? This is why one of the main reasons why the Bears struggle, because it's the exact same thing. Ryan Poles this year, remember when he went and said he was talking about how awesome their team was going to be, and then he went on and say, and we're going to win the North and we're never going to give it back. Yeah. And I'm like, see, that's the problem. You guys talk about the Packers. That we are so in the Bears' head. We literally live rent-free. It's the coolest thing ever. I'm on all these podcasts, and literally all they want to talk about is Packers. We're on an NFC North podcast. You know how much they talk about our team? It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's all they talk about.
It's amazing. It's like, this is how dumb you guys are. You only talk about us. Like, at the end of the – I'm not saying all their fan base is dumb. Okay, let me time out there for a second. But listen to me. They care way too much about the Packers, the Lions, the Vikings. There's other games you play other than the division. This is why you don't make the playoffs. This is why you don't win division titles hardly anymore. You have the wrong mentality, and I love it. I'm eating it up, man. And you know what? This whole Justin Fields crap, I love Justin Fields as a player. I think he's super talented, but he keeps failing in the worst times. And I'm telling you right now, this is just so fun as a Packers fan. We're feeling like they feel. We're 3-7, or no, 4-6. We're 4-6. Yeah. This is what Bears fans feel like, right? And it sucks, right? But this is how they always feel, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
And even like Bennett, Martellus Bennett, whatever his name is, not a Packers fan favorite, but he was talking about the Bears and said the reason that they suck forever is because they live in the past. They always, even like as management, they always want to talk about 85 or however he said it. But I don't know. The Bears will forever suck. I feel like they're not. I don't even know if they're even trying at this point. Like they just hire someone new and they say, hey, tell us they're gonna beat the Packers. And they come out there like, yeah, we're gonna beat the Packers. We're gonna win the North. Blah blah blah. And it never happened. So.
Yeah, it's weird that they talk about it in their press conferences.
Yeah.
Like planned ones by the GM or something that's like,
yeah,
they have like a script, you know, like this isn't off the cuff. It's like they're like reading their notes. Okay, must mention that we're gonna beat the Packers. You know, it's like we don't talk about that.
No, we don't.
We don't talk about the Bears ever in a press conference. I mean,
no, unless we just beat them.
Is when it's Bears week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, it's Bears week. Okay, we're going to talk about the Bears now. And then once that game's gone, it's like, it's over. We're moving on to the next team.
Yeah. You never heard like Matt LaFleur getting hired talking about the Bears at his opening press conference or any of the coaches that we hired. But I want to get to this game, to this Lions game over on Thanksgiving. I got to work. I'm not sure it's going to work out. But here we go. we got the Packers scored per game. What is this? 20.2 points. That's 20th. Or no, what's that? Yeah, 20th in the league. My eyes ain't good. I don't know if you guys noticed. And the Lions over here at 27.2 points. That's 6th. So like the offense is, point wise, is a big difference. But so how do you guys feel like both these offenses play against the defenses?
Okay, so this is my thing, and I'll have to go to last week to get to this week. As great as we played last week, we have to remember one thing. Bosa went out early. And that was a difference maker, guys. I'm just telling you that right now. I think if Bosa was in the game, he would have caused a lot of problems, and it would have been way harder. Yeah. That's the thing that I'm worried about going into this Detroit game. Is when we played him last time, Hutchinson was such a problem. Last year when we played him, he picked off that pass in the end zone. That guy is a flippin' beast. He's unbelievably good. And I just want to give him credit. But that whole defense hits like they're ferocious. And that's what concerns me the most, is that they're going to be difficult to slow down. They're very tenacious. And that's where it's like our O-line better play good, right? Like, yeah. our O-line has to play good for us to be in this game, because we lost 34-20 last game, right? So, like, what are the keys to winning this game? We got to slow down that pass rush that's coming, because Jordan needs time. And I know every quarterback needs time, but a young quarterback especially needs time. So,
yeah,
that's what I've been looking at.
And like I'm looking over the stats, rushing yards against per game. The Lions are only giving up 89 yards a game. They're fifth in stopping a run. So, and the Packers without Aaron Jones, most likely, like, they have a battle. But like in recent weeks, the Packers passing game has been doing all right, even when the rushing game wasn't doing it. Earlier in the year, when the rushing game was doing it, offense was just a dud. But they gotta make something happen there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So the Detroit defense has been not great against the pass this year. I think they're – what I'm looking at is they're ninth against the pass, or ninth.
I got 16th. I got 16th. Yeah, 223.5 per game.
Yeah, so I have it. I have them as 23rd, but this is also based off of probably different.
I'm at Yahoo Sports. I didn't know where I ended up. I Googled.
Yeah, but but my point is they've been stingy against the run. They've let up a lot of plays in the passing game. But the thing is if you have a bad O-line, they're not going to let you give you much time. But I mean, let's talk about the Packers wide receivers. I know Rev Trev had the elite thread on it. We got a lot of guys that are – they've been impressive. Now we're going to be without Musgrave, but I don't know if we have a true number one. But, I mean, I like what we're seeing out of Jaden Reed especially.
Yeah, I don't think you need a true number one. I've always said, unless you have, a Devontae type of guy – you don't need a true number one. If you got guys that can all run the routes, know what they're supposed to be, obviously they're young, so the mistakes are happening. But the longer these weeks go on, I feel like they're getting better. They're probably where they're supposed to be. Or at least Jordan Love's figuring out when they run the wrong routes, how they run them wrong. so he knows where they're going to be. I don't know, but I feel like they're getting better at that, And what do you got?
Yeah, so I think that this is just such an interesting topic because Packers fans really want to talk about who's our number one. And I think I'm with you 100%, guys. It's not about, this guy is our number one. It doesn't matter, like Matt just said, because the fact is, whoever's open, get him the ball, right?
Yeah, no favoritism.
If you, I don't know how you guys feel, but if you ask me, who's the most talented wide receiver on the Green Bay Packers? I would say it's Christian Watson. The challenge is he's been injured. And when we've tried to force him the ball, there's picks that happen. So I don't think that we don't need a quote. Don't get me wrong. If we had Devontae Adams back, he'd be chucking the ball to Devontae Adams, right? If we had a Jefferson kind of type player or Devontae Adams type player, you're going to go to that guy, right? But because they're all quite similar and have different skill sets, it actually works in our favor. So the guy posted Dobbs. I think the answer right now is Dobbs is our number one, but he's not a number one wide receiver. The fact is Wicks has been fantastic, right? Reed is a problem, man.
Yeah.
And then Musgrave is open too. And that they've been criticizing Musgrave. I don't know if you guys saw the Locked On Packers guy, Pete. He showed a route of that route of Musgrave. It was on their best cornerback, and he totally toasted him, and Love hit him right on the hands, and it was nothing they could do. Because that is the key to this, is that they have so many awesome guys that it's just you just got to give Jordan Love the time to find them and hit the open man. And so I think this is such a blessing. I'm not even so excited just about this year. Next year, I'm like, guys – these are our wide receivers. These are our tight ends.
Yeah, and they're going to grow. They're going to get better. Yeah, the future. Well,
and that's why coming into this season, everybody's like, oh, we need to go get a vet wide receiver. And while a vet would have softened the blow early in the season, who are you going to cut? Because
it's such a talented
young group. And it's I think that's basically what, Gutekunst decided. It's I don't want to get rid of any of these guys until I see what they can do, you know? So what we're seeing right now is, you know, Wicks looks to be really good at finding soft spots. Reed is a guy that can just get him the ball. I mean, he reminds me of what's the guy, the Colts receiver, Austin. Remember?
I know you're talking about, but like, I can't say the word.
You know, he had all the concussions, but he was so good for a bit there. But yeah, he's a slot guy like that, but just like really fast. I mean, young Cobb is another one, obviously, we can talk about, but I don't know. I think he's got a higher potential. We'll see. Potential means nothing, but
yeah, I had potential.
But Watson, like Rev Trev said, Watson is just an elite athlete. I mean, the dude runs a sub 4.3 40. You know, he's 6 foot four. He can jump like out the roof. So as far as talent goes, if he can put it all together, I mean, that guy's
go ahead.
I was gonna say the special thing about what you're saying is it's not needing a number one. Is because we have such a diverse skill set, you know, the defenses, we're keeping them honest. So, like the issue that we had when Jordy Nelson went down and all we had was Randall Cobb. But Randall Cobb was still a really good version of Randall Cobb at that time, but he couldn't do anything because we had nobody to take the top off the defense. Well, it doesn't matter how many catches that Dobbs or Christian Watson get over the top. The fact is you have to respect them that they can catch the ball down the field, you know? So that opens up things for Reed underneath and Wicks underneath. And Musgrave also was able to take the top off defenses, which is unexpected when you have a tight end that can do it. So the variety of ways that they could attack you makes up for the lack of a number one, assuming that everybody's on the same page, which we hadn't seen for the first like 8 weeks of the season. But we have seen a little bit lately.
I think what they need to do, like, and here's my unprofessional, like, not a scout opinion, cheese factory worker coming at you, but I think they need to get, I hate to say, like, this is what they need to do, you know, like, they do this for a living, but I Christian Watson, like, I feel like they're forcing the ball to him, everyone's saying that, and I remember back in the day when, like, they had Finley, had all those guys, I felt like they were trying to force the ball to Cobb, but it didn't always work. He was great or whatever, but kind of everyone knew what they were trying to do. And I think the same thing like with Watson is like he's so fast. So get him on slants, get him catching the ball, you know, short and let him run because he's so fast. I feel like they're just trying to like get him deep and they're trying to make these things happen, which is good. But I think that and I think it helps Jordan Love like simplify the offense a little bit, like give him those easy passes. Maybe they don't give those stuff up though, you know, there's probably reasons. But I think just get the ball to Christian Watson. A lot of these guys, they're so fast, like Reed and all these guys, but everyone's like kind of down on Christian Watson. But I think he's absolutely going to be a superstar eventually, but there's some growing pains, there's some injuries, there's some stuff that's happening. Everyone's fighting with his family on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I don't really understand that.
Hey, crap your family. Goodness, leave him alone.
Yeah, I don't get it.
The guy I was talking about. He was only good for 2 years because then he had all the concussions. But he was just such a elite guy, and Peyton Manning just leaned on him a lot back then.
But so let's get to a question right here. So do you guys think that Jordan Love can have back-to-back 300-yard games? I think that's a good question.
I think it comes down to if we can protect him. I mean, we've looked better in recent weeks, but we haven't played as an Aiden Hutchinson. So if we can stop or slow down Aiden, I think there's no reason we can't get 300. Also, we don't like to play on Thursday nights. And yeah. Vince Lombardi said we don't want to ever play on Thanksgiving. So I think it's hard to predict anything on these.
Did he really say that? He
stopped us from playing on, and that's why we stopped playing on Thanksgiving for like 30 years. Because Vince Lombardi was like, we're not doing it ever again. Cut it out. Because we just kept losing on Thanksgiving.
I didn't know that.
So my take is last time we played him, he was 23 completions for 36 attempts, 246 yards, and then one touchdown, two interceptions. So actually that's pretty decent. I, you know, trying to remember back to that game, I felt like it was worse. So I'm like, he's already at almost, he's at 250 last time. I think we're better than we were when we played him last time. To be honest with you, I think like the O-line wasn't ready for the onslaught that was coming. I think we're going to be more prepared. I do think some of those injuries have is really significant. So, but I think there's a lot of those that are also on the defensive side for us that I'm really more concerned about. But I don't think he's going to throw 300. I really don't. I don't. I maybe he has to, because if it's AJ Dillon and who they're going to be running the ball. Like, I mean, Patrick Kaler, they might be playing him on Sunday, right? So
yeah,
he probably might have to throw and get 300, but you don't necessarily need him to throw 300 to win this game. But I don't know. I just think if we can hold off, like, for example, Wicks, okay? Remember Sam Turier that we were all talking about and excited about? Wicks has outplayed Turier. You don't talk about Turier anymore. That's how good Wicks has become. So, like, there's guys emerging, and it's like, wow. So maybe he does throw. I just know that he hadn't thrown 300 all year. He got to 289 against the Steelers. But if he goes 289, 322, and he hits 300 again, I'm like, watch out. Okay, I've been on a long tirade here. Give me one last second.
No.
Okay?
Go ahead, get at
people,
it.
People keep, like, freaking out. I've seen Vikings fans and everyone freak out. Man, the Packers are loud this week. Justin, you want to get loud? If we win against Detroit in Detroit on Thanksgiving, I'm telling you right now, it is going to be a tidal wave. It's going to be awesome. Like, you guys think the Packers are bad now? We're going to win that. If we win this game, it's going to be unsufferable for them.
It will be. And as far as Jordan Love throwing 300 yards, I think he might have to win this game. And like. And that's not disrespecting AJ Dillon, but like, I would love to see AJ Dillon just come out here and just ball out, just bruise some folks, beat some folks' heads in, just go out there and really run the ball well. Because I feel like running the ball well obviously helps the passing game. If the running game really struggles bad, I feel like it puts a lot of pressure on the passing game. You can get in like some three and out situations and really get in some bad spots. Hopefully not, but like I feel like the balance is like key. So I want AJ Dillon to go out there and punch some folks in the face. Absolutely. Not literally, because that would probably get him kicked out of the game and probably hurt his hand. But I want him to go out there and be a bruiser. He talked about in the offseason, like, he needs to be that bruiser guy. And I feel like he can be. I didn't feel like he's getting some like some mojo. And I think being, if Aaron Jones isn't there, getting that rhythm, like really let him work it out. And like, see who's back there. I'm assuming Jonathan Taylor will be back there with him. But like, I think a lot of the passing game depends on AJ Dillon. But these young receivers are kind of finding their groove. I feel like, you know, it's possible, and it really needs to happen probably to win this game, because the Lions, dude, they're like a shark. Like, they smell blood. Like, they've been getting beat up for a while. They all know what it is. They haven't all been there for all that, but they know. I'm sure everyone's telling them, like, dude, beat the Packers facing every chance you get. They're going to come to play. It's Thanksgiving. Everyone's watching. The Lions are going to want to beat the crap out of the Packers. They're going to want to embarrass them. Packers need to go in there, punch them in the face a few times, you know, little throat punches, you know what I mean? And win the game. That's what they got to do.
I think this is going to hinge a lot on Tucker Kraft. That's what I think.
I'm starting the fantasy.
Yeah, starting your dynasty fantasy. But Musgrave, I think, opens up more for our offense than we realize. He may not get a lot of the catches, you know, and his numbers are just pretty modest. But, I mean, I think that having that tight end that throws off their – having to put in, you know, an extra DB to cover a tight end, you know, that opens up the running game. And if Tucker can keep them honest on doing that, then we're going to be okay. But if they don't respect him and then he doesn't punish them, because if they just keep lining him up with a linebacker and he's getting shut down,
dude, we're going to have a wall out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, And like, I want to see like some of the trickeration type of plays, not like crazy, but you know, like Matt LaFleur's been slipping some stuff in there. I love
let's
that.
Give Christian one of these end arounds that we keep giving Jaden Reed. Let Watson cook like dude, he did last year.
Let's spread it out, dude. Let's just like do crazy stuff, nothing stupid, but like let's get creative, have fun, dude. I feel like all the offenses that flourished, like the Packers of old, the Chiefs, like a lot of these teams, like even like the Eagles, like they have like some kind of they're kind of like wild, they're free. I want to see some of that. Like the Dolphins do some wild stuff too over there. I love the, I wouldn't say trick plays, like I don't want to be clowny or whatever, but like just like imaginative. You know what I mean? That's a tough word to say when you have like
using the motions and things like that, getting them off a kilter. But I think that you know, Jair, he practiced today. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
We need him.
The injury list is
Valentine has looked pretty good. I've been really happy with Valentine. I thought Anthony Johnson has had a good couple weeks too. I don't know. I haven't seen the report on how Darnell's doing, but I mean Valentine and Jair, I think could be a pretty good duo if Jair's healthy. But I think that a lot of times when we have that Thursday game, I always expect our iffy guys to sit on the Sunday before. Because they're hoping that they're ready for Thursday.
Yeah.
Because they know it's a short
especially
week.
When so it's that Thursday.
You can't play them on that short week.
Yeah.
So hopefully that means that they were optimistic that Jair was going to play. And the fact that he's already gotten limited practice today, I think that that's a positive sign.
So we're locked in on Jair playing, says Dakota. All right, we got him locked in on that.
I agree. I think he's going to play.
I don't think so. How do you think this defense fares, though? Like the Lions offense over here, I think I got it over here. The Lions, like we say, 410 yards per game. What's that? That's second. All right, they're second. Yeah. So they're pretty good.
That's a good point, though, Matt, because last time we played them, they had over 200 yards rushing against us. And then that just can't happen. If that happens again, we lose, right?
Yeah, it's 200 yards rushing, you win that game.
Exactly.
And here's the thing, the rushing attack has gotten better since then.
I know.
Yeah, they're fifth in the league. Yeah, they're 136.
But the question is, Dakota, have we been able to stop? Well, Warren ran all over us
for the first quarter and a half, and then we stopped him.
Yeah, but we're 28th right now.
Canada, and he has been fired. So,
right.
Oh, yeah, rushing yard against per game. The Packers are 28th, 134.7 yards a game. The Lions are fifth at stopping the run.
The interesting thing is, and I don't have the advanced stats on hand, but it seems like our rushing defense sucks in the first half and then tightens up. If we could play four quarters like they can play in the second half, our odds. But
I kind of feel like
offense has sucked for the first half too, and it feels like the last two games our offense has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, they're trying to change.
So it feels like everything's kind of turning around
in the first half,
right?
Yeah,
we have four touchdowns in the first half now, so we are on fire.
Yeah, like we're on our way. So these stats mean nothing because the beginning of the year isn't what it is now. But it kind of is like that though. Like in every year, like every team, some teams start off hot. I remember the Vikings years past started off 6-0 and then ended up winning 8 games. You know, like those are good times. Mm-hmm. But teams get better, some teams get worse, injuries, there's a lot of things that happen. But the Packers have a lot of injuries. Like for this game, they have a lot of work to do. The guys that are out there, they have to ball, they cannot make mistakes. This Lions team is good. They're going to be fired up. They're going to be at home. Thanksgiving. It's a big deal for them. It's a big deal for the Packers. Like they, you know, I mean, the Lions in years past, I remember when Mariucci got fired after getting spanked over there, you know, on Thanksgiving Day. I always loved Steve Mariucci. I thought he got the raw deal there. But the Lions are going to be fired up. The Packers can, they cannot come out. They cannot make mistakes. They cannot turn the ball over. They cannot, you know, get jacked up 3-and-outs like right out the gate. Like they're going to get behind. They have to come to play. And I think they will. I'm feeling positive. You know, it's Thanksgiving. I'm thankful. I'm going to be thankful for a little W.
Kenny Clark had a huge game last week, and if Kenny Clark is playing like Kenny Clark can, Rashawn Gary's playing like he can, Carl Brooks really come on, right?
So let's go.
I mean, I think that our defense can do it, but they got to prove that they can.
Yeah, they got to wreak havoc. And then that secondary with Rasul Douglas not there over there getting turnovers for the Bills, like, you know, especially like Jair, is he there? Well, hopefully he is.
Yeah. Nixon has come on too lately, I feel like. And, you know, in the early part of the year, he struggled in coverage. I feel like his coverage has been really solid lately. Valentine has really come on. Jair, if he's back with those three, I think that's a good cornerback group. But, and like I said, Anthony Johnson, seventh round pick rookie. And he started now three games in a row, and he's been really good. And that's been part of our little run that we've been on. You know, he got an interception against the Rams a couple weeks ago. Yeah. He had a couple tackles and a pass breakup last week. I like him.
So have you guys thought of any score predictions yet? I know, I know Mr. Revtrev's got his own show. He does a lot of stuff over on YouTube. Have you had a score prediction yet? I really haven't, but like I can throw one out there. I don't care.
Yeah, go for it. I'm a little bit different in my opinion than you guys. So go ahead.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you are. I am all. You know, it's funny because me and Dakota talked about this. I want to get a shirt that says Homer. People always tell me every week, "You're a Homer." I'm like, "Yeah, I know." Like, like you're not CNN over. You're not breaking nothing. You're not Adam Schefter. I am a Homer.
And there's nothing wrong with that. No, I just think, like, Matt, at the end of the day, what do you think? You don't predict that we're going to win every week, do you? Like, do you like to walk in the season we're going to go like 17-0?
No, I don't think we're going to go 17-0 like ever, because like no team does that. But like going into every week, like I'm always hopeful that,
of course,
that the Packers can win. Like when they play the Chiefs, like we'll see. Like I'm probably not ever going to pick the Packers to lose, though. Like I'm on weekly picks. I just won't, because if I'm wrong, I pick them to lose and they win. Now I feel like I just like rooted for my brother to, like, you know, like, and then he won and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I feel bad. Plus, I don't want to give Viking fans pleasure. So like, and I'm just always hopeful. I feel like the Packers can win any game. I think that they're going to win every game. I don't think like overall, but like week to week, I feel like the Packers can win this game, even the Chiefs. Cause I think anyone can win any game. I mean, it depends. Like the year Rodgers was out, like obviously like there was a lot of games that we were going to do like, all right, this ain't going to work well. You know, like we were just shuffling quarterbacks trying to figure things out. But, I think the Packers can win this game. I think that they have to play damn near perfect to do it. Like I say, AJ Dillon has to run the ball well. They have to just like play like really good. They have to call plays good. You know, coaching got to be good. Like everything's got to be good, because like everything's kind of against the Packers in that game. But I do feel like the Packers could win that game. I think it's going to be a high scoring game if they do. Like I think it's going to be, because the Lions are going to put up points. I love the Packers defense, but the secondary and like the way the Lions are playing, like they're gonna do it. But I will pick the Packers to win. I think it's gonna be like I would say right now, my unofficial prediction would be 31-27. Why not? You know what I mean?
I like it.
What do you got,
Rick Trev?
Yeah, I think you're right that there's too many things that have to go right for us to win this game. And this is where, like, I'm super optimistic and I'm super realistic. It always clashes on moments like this for me. So do I think that we have a chance? Absolutely. The Bears almost beat the Lions. The Bears should have beat the Lions last week. The Lions are not Super Bowl champs, guys, right now. They're not indestructible. The problem is they really tore apart our team last time we played, and so that does make me nervous. Okay, I'll be full disclosure on that.
We had a good second half.
Exactly, and we've had lots of good second halves. So if we can come prepared, we have a chance. I think for me, I don't know if we can stop the run. That's just honestly, I don't know if we can slow down Hutchinson. I don't know if we can do both those things. So, but I do think it's going to be closer than we think. So I'm gonna say Lions 27, Packers 21. But I'm hoping I'm wrong on that, and I mean, if we win, guys, like even though I'm predicting the Lions win, that doesn't mean I don't cheer any less.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, like I'm all in. I'm so excited to watch this game. Like I literally took the day off work because in Canada we don't have American Thanksgiving. I have to take the day off work to go watch. Like I'm not missing this. Yeah,
I have to work too, but I don't know if I'm gonna make it the whole 8. I don't think I'm gonna make it.
I get the holidays. So.
Yeah,
my job decided
we should work Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm not sure it's gonna happen for me though.
Wow,
we'll see.
I will be a fair amount of brews deep, and I will be rooting my ass off. But I feel pretty similar, I think, to Rev Trev on his prediction. The way I see it is if the Packers can keep the Lions under 30, we got a shot. If I think it's going to depend more on our defense than our offense. I don't think that if we win, it's going to be a high scoring game. I think if we win, it's going to be something like last week where it was like 23-20. But if we lose, I think it's going to be something where like the Lions put up like 32 and we've got like 24 or something like that.
Yeah. I just think like,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I am worried about I'm worried about getting blown out, to be honest with you. Like, I'm worried that it's going to be like a 35-13 game for them. Like, that honestly think about that. Because I actually think that every game has potential for blowout. But get this, imagine, I've never put money down on games. Okay. But if you put, like, say, $10 down on the Packers winning, the Commanders winning, and the Seahawks winning, how much money would you make? Like, they're all the underdogs in these three games, right? So, like, that would be so wild. I don't think that happens. All three of those teams won't win. But if you did, you would make
it. You're saying, like, as, like, a parlay where all three of those have to hit to get paid?
All three of those have to hit.
Yeah, you'd probably do really well.
Yeah, because yeah, like, the Seahawks, like, right Geno Smith, they don't know if they're just going to play. I mean, Dallas should dominate the Commanders, but the Commanders are not a pushover team.
Nobody's picking other than
Packers fans, right? No Packers fans are picking. Non-Packers fans are going to pick the Packers to win. They're all picking Detroit. So if you could get, even if you put money down on the Packers, you're going to make money and they win, right?
We don't recommend gambling. But
I recommend it. I think it makes games more fun.
Yeah.
I can't gamble straight up because like in Wisconsin, but I can put like the over under, you know. I'm not real good at it yet. I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to tell you how much I lost because my wife might be listening. But but like I feel like the Packers could win because like the Lions struggle. They're not like the most dominant team. Like they absolutely could come out swinging. Packers could struggle, but I feel like all it takes is like a little fumble here, a little bump, you know, a little edge. Maybe the defense gets turnover.
A couple drop
maybe
special touchdowns.
Teams, you know, get something going. Like you never know. Like with games, I feel like the Lions are a very very good team, but I got faith. So
Keyshawn's been close to breaking one off for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, let him get a nice.
What better time?
Punt.
Thanksgiving,
like steal touchdowns.
Give him that turkey leg. Let's go, boys.
Dude, that's what we need. We need to steal some touchdowns, steal some possessions, you know, Mike McCarthy ways. But I've always felt like that kick return, punt return, interception, those type of things for a touchdown, or at least like getting down to like within scoring range, and they actually go down and score. Like those are like free points. Like it happens to you in Madden. You want to break your whole TV. Like they get a pick six. I throw so many pick six. I suck. It's funny. I'm in the MVP race on my little superstar mode on Madden. So many interceptions, though. But I throw a lot of touchdowns, too. I'm like Brett Favre times 100.
Madden, the thing that frustrates me is when you fumble. Because it's like,
yeah,
what, you're going to fumble now. It's like, come on, man. I didn't do anything.
Decided, like, yep, that's going to be a fumble. But, fantasy football, I know, like, this isn't a fantasy football show anymore. But we can still talk about it every now and again. I won by like a point and a half. I had wonderful. I was like 20 points above the whole time. You know, that projection thing, it says like, you know, 45%. I was like 18% the whole time. He had Patrick Mahomes and Kelce to play.
Oh my goodness. 20
points up, but I had Swift, right? So wow. They're like, I was never in the like percentage wise to win, except for like during the game, like third quarter, Patrick Mahomes was struggling a little bit. Swift did some stuff. So I was like 51%, and then it immediately dropped. So I didn't even watch the end of the game. I went to bed. I was already in bed watching. I went to sleep, woke up, immediately checked my phone. I was like, it was like 2 a.m. I woke up like, oh, I got to check if I won. And then I checked the app. I was like, I won by like 1.5 points. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And that big pass Mahomes in the end of the game, if that's completed by MVS, I lose. So well, it's beautiful.
I mean, I won in one of my leagues on that like last stuff. That last pass he made to Kelce that gave him, you know, like just like 10 yards or whatever. Yeah. I ended up winning by less than a point, and I had Kelce. I went into that night. The other guy was done. He had 16-point lead on me, but I had A.J. Brown and Travis Kelce. Should have been an easy walk win for me, and I ended up winning by like a half a point there off of that last by Kelce.
Dude, it's a beautiful thing winning those close games. How did you do, Rev?
Dude, okay, I'm playing one of my closest friends on Sunday. So he's a Chargers fan, and we played each other in fantasy. And he's like, bro, like, I know it says that I'm going to beat you this week, but I think it's going to be close. And he's like, but you know who worries me off your team? He's like, Tank Dell. I'm like, yeah, Tank, that, you know, Tank is, I'm like, I was listening to Dakota weeks ago. I picked him up in week 3. I smoked him, guys, by 20-something points this week because Tank Dell comes out of nowhere and becomes Aaron. It's not Aaron. Sorry. He becomes Devontae Adams for 1 week. Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. So.
It's great. So we all did good in fantasy. And actually, yeah. You know who I beat, who beat me earlier in the year, my guy Mark Deaton. I traded him Kelce, right? Mm-hmm. Early in the year. So like I was like, all right, I'm coming back around. I had Andrews, I was feeling good. Andrews went down. Unfortunately, he's out for the year. I was like,
handle the pressure of his parents meeting Taylor Swift's parents at the game.
Yeah, like dude, I don't even know how I won that game though. Like I had Aaron Jones who obviously left the game early. Andrews left the game early. So many guys left the game early. I didn't really have anyone on my bench go off. So, like, I had the right guys in, and I barely got enough. It's funny because, like, I was talking to people at work about it, and I was like, yeah, I can't believe I pulled that off. Like, well, I didn't really do anything. I just picked guys that did stuff. But, like, the way we talk about it is, like, we did something. Like, yeah, I really got him on that one. Like, no, I didn't do anything. I was not participating in the game, but I still feel good about the win. And I feel I've been watching a lot of Ted Lasso. You know, I just finished the series. It's a great show, by the way. I won't do no spoiler alerts. I won't say nothing, but just watching the press conferences, I feel like I should get press conferences after every fantasy football week. And then just
do a YouTube short, dude. Yeah. Do a YouTube short for 60 seconds and do it only on your fantasy. I just want to thank, and give someone the game ball.
Yeah. You're like, I didn't want to thank my team. We went out there and gave it our all, didn't we?
You should do
left
that.
It all on the field.
You would do a great job at that, man. The last one, what's the one that you just did this week that I just thought was absolutely hilarious? Oh, it was the one where you were saying that you're 3-0.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
At the game?
Yeah.
With my son, yeah. I mean, it was funny because, like, the game ended. I was like, we got to do a video. And he was like, all right. Got to get a few. You know what's funny is like I've been posting these stupid videos on TikTok, and like, dude, I have videos on TikTok with like 5.7 million views.
Holy. Just,
they're not even football stuff. Just eye jokes. I'm just being an idiot. And I have videos like a million, 5.1 has 5.7, like the top one. TikTok. And I was at Lambeau Field and people recognized me from TikTok. They're like, hey, you're that guy from TikTok. And the other people around me like, do you dance? I'm like, no, I don't dance. I just got stupid eyes.
Yeah. Dude, those
just give me another beer and we'll awesome. Dance for you.
In real, for the right amount of money, bro, I'll get you a Macarena going. YMCA, what's your jam?
What's up, guys? I was wrong about how much I won by. I got blowout of the week, 42, almost 43 point blowout victory.
Dude, I should
come on now.
I should look.
I'm on back-to-back weeks where I've won all my leagues.
Wow, yeah, that feels good, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tank Dell's a big part of it because I own him in a lot of leagues.
I won 99.36 to 97.78. That's what I won. And like Swift had 18, dude. That was huge because if Swift didn't have that game, I lose because that was my last player. And like, you know, yeah. Aaron Jones had 2, Diggs had 4, Thielen had 11, Andrews 3. Hopkins had 13, awesome. And Cook That's had awesome. 17. So Cook was a big part of it too. And James Cook hasn't been popping off. So like fantasy wise, you know. And then next week I'm starting because I got for tight ends I have Komet and then I got Kraft. So I'm going Kraft next week.
Go for it.
I hey, feel bad, you know, because Musgrave.
Are you like, pick up Likely though? Or you should pick yeah. up Likely just in case.
He's probably picked up though in Dynasty.
He might be. I don't think so. Most leagues he's available. I think it just might be good using some of that fab, Matt, and just picking him up just in case.
I think I looked, and I think Likely was there. Let me just check real quick. We got tight ends over here. Yeah, Likely's there, I think.
Oh, then I'd pick him up for sure.
Yeah.
So Dakota, are you like first place in your leagues or what, man? You.
I'm either in first or I'm in the playoff for all of them right now. So the one I'm in the worst in is I'm in a three-way tie for the last spot in the playoffs, but I'm on a 3-game heater in that league. So I'm hoping I can ride that. And by the time playoffs come, I'll be securely in there. But
yeah,
my best team, I'm a little bit worried because I lost Aaron Jones and Kenneth Walker this week, you know, so
yeah,
we'll hurts. See. But yeah. I have on my bench, I have Pacheco, Tank Dell, Brian Robinson, Rashee Rice, Josh Downs, and Christian Watson. So I think I'll be able to sneak.
You'll be able to compete. That's all you need to do, right?
Yeah. Just compete. Just like you know what I mean?
Just
get like your boys ready.
If we can just compete, we'll be there.
You know, I wish I could remember a good Ted Lasso reference, but I don't remember it. But I will say this: Ted Lasso is a fabulous show. Like that have is you such watched, a complete good show.
Have you watched Shoresy?
No, I don't think so.
It's like a hockey version of Ted Lasso with a little bit more inappropriateness.
Dude, I love because like Ted Lasso is like obviously like in England, right? That's in that area or whatever. I'm not a big geographer, but we'll I love how they cuss over there. They cuss really good over there. I feel like
it's funny.
Yeah, they have good cussing over there. They have
it's
almost like art because like if you get cussed at in America, like usually someone's mad at you, but like over there, like they can cuss at you and they're like not mad at you. Like you know,
Australians too, like their cuss words and their exciting things.
Like, they say like
hilarious, and I love it. I'm just laughing, and they're just talking regular.
I think that their language is awesome. I actually think it's not just a cuss and like everything. I just think it's like they say bloody. Yeah. Like I was like I might pick that up. I might just start using it because I like it.
Yeah.
Like that's bloody fabulous. You know what I mean? Like that's awesome.
Yeah.
all right, so we'll. We will wrap this thing up, but everyone check out Rev Trev over here. He's at Kemper Sports on YouTube, does some great stuff over there. I think he's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. He's all over the place and did put out great content. You put hockey content. You put fantasy football, like Packers. I see you doing all types of stuff, so check him out. And then you got Dakota up here. He handles my merch, all right, all the stuff. Stay cheesy, my friends, my favorite hoodie. Very comfy, you know what I mean? And he has his own stuff. He does Dallas. What is it? The
Dallas Stars. Yeah. And,
A lot of Packers. Yeah.
A lot of Packers.
Packers
and Spurs is what I got the most of. But yeah, I got a lot of other stuff too.
So check out just go to thematramage.com. You can find my site plus all his because he. It's hard to spell his
Kempeche Collective.
Yeah, if you know how to spell that, I should get a thing of, like for the screen for everyone. But if you check out my merch, it'll lead you to his stuff. He has a lot of great stuff. besides my stuff, although I do have some great merch right there. But there you go, CampecheCollective.com. You're going to find the finest merch on the internet right there. Everything Packers, and there's a lot of other podcasters. I think you got some other people that you work with too. So a lot of a lot of options over there. And buy mine though, you know what I mean? So I get a piece.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, the guys should jump into the I'm going to be doing a podcast at 7:30 my time, so it'll be 9:30 your guys' time, and that's the NFC North one, and we just don't get a lot of Packers people in the chat. It would be really nice to have some support tonight, because it's crazy. Those guys are awesome, and I love them, but they're all jealous of our success. Dude, over the years.
I've been like offered like to be on a lot of those NFC North podcasts. Like I never really do it because like, I mean, I know that I've actually watched you a few times. Like I saw you on, and it's not like so crazy, but like sometimes they just scream at each other. I'm like, dude, I'm not. So, but if I'm awake, I will definitely get in that chat to like represent.
Absolutely,
a little bit. But like to go live with some of those people, I'm not saying your people, because there's a lot of different NFC North trash talk, you know, groups. And some of them go crazy. Like, dude, I'm not down to like scream at people.
I had a sad thing happen tonight. Well, a little bit sad is I tapped my keg, but I still have a couple bottles of beer. I might be able to.
You have a keg in your house?
Yeah. But I've got
you have a keg just chilling in the corner?
Yeah. Well, yeah, in there in my kegerator. And I can have two taps on that. I've got right now, I have a mead, actually. I'm making my first mead ever. That should be ready around Christmas. And then I do this cranberry Chianti wine that my wife and everybody loves around the holidays. So I've got that going, too.
So there you go.
I'll have two more taps on there.
I just finished my water.
One of them's gonna be a mead. We got people call me an alcoholic. We got Dakota's got a keg in his bedroom.
Hey, this is not my bedroom. First of all. Only when I get kicked out of the bedroom.
That's the problem. You have options. Your wife will let you know it. She'll be like, get out of here. Go sleep with the keg. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Sunken Cannon is my like homebrew. And I've done some actual events. I'm Sunken Cannon Brewery. So
that's cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
I know some homebrewers. They sent me beer like back in the day. Like it's good stuff. It's different because I'm like I drink Spotted Cow. I drink some Coors Light. I don't drink anything too fancy. They'll send me stuff that just like syrup. And I'm like, bro, this is like what the men drink. You know what I mean? And I'm not them.
Hey.
All right. Well, we'll wrap this thing up. So, be sure to check out Kemper Sports tonight at 8:30. You said, what is that Central Time?
It Central Time is 9:30, so it's
9:30 there. Yeah,
it's in just over 15 minutes. It's not on my channel. It's NFL Outdated is the channel. I just retweeted it on Twitter. So check that out for
sure. Yeah, I'll tune in and like just start yelling slander for every team. Bears suck, Lions suck, Vikings suck, and I'll say Rev Trev is the greatest Packers podcaster of all time. All right, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Be sure to check everybody out, and go Pack, go people. Let's get this dub and happy Thanksgiving. Hope you all have a good time with your family. Don't let your mother-in-law get to you. You know what I mean? Just be friendly, nod, and just smile a little bit. There's a good tips. You know what I mean? I've been married a while.
That's all you gotta do.
All right, go Pack, go people. Thanks for tuning in.